The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue. This is episode 224. If you haven't already, please be sure to leave us a rating and review. It literally takes you like 15 seconds and it goes a long way. Also, if you live in an area where it is too expensive and you literally cannot afford to buy an investment property, I recommend investing out of state. I have a free training that you can watch at your own pace. You can check it out right now. All you have to do is go to outofstatemoney.com, or there's a link in the description of this episode where you can access that training. All right. So today I want to talk about a news clip. So there's a news clip that I was watching on Fox Business that was talking about homes being overvalued. So according to a report, homes across the US are overvalued by 11%, I believe it said. And there is actually an opinion that I don't quite agree with. So before we go into my thoughts, let's check out the news clip.
There's a new report. It's from Fitch Ratings. It reveals that homes are, they say, overvalued by about 11% in most of the United States. In fact, they picked out five states where they say it's most overvalued. Those states are, let's see, Tennessee, Arkansas, South Carolina, Montana, Alabama. Okay, most. How do you figure out what's overvalued? I don't get it.
I don't get it either. The only way I could figure out a metric for a home that was overvalued, if homes are selling for, you take the reproduction cost of a house, what does it cost to build a new house versus what they're trading for? And if there's a big gap, then you could argue that they're overvalued, okay? However, most homes that are in markets are actually selling for less than reproduction cost. In fact, there's a delta between, you know, the value of a new house versus the value of an existing house. So I have no idea how Fitch figured that out. I'm at a loss, but I do think, and I'll say it again, because I know you like comments like this, I don't see home values falling in America anytime soon.
Got it. Mitch Rochelle, thanks very much for being with us.
Good to be here.
All right. So I want to address a couple of things. So first, he did mention that he doesn't think homes prices are going to go down anytime soon, but they're actually going down in some areas of the country. And one thing I want to emphasize is that real estate is local, right? In certain markets, homes are getting bought over asking price, over their value, like that kind of thing is happening in certain markets. However, there are other markets where the home prices are dropping and they've been dropping significantly. In fact, there are even places around the country where the inventory has reached pre-pandemic levels. So let's talk through that for a little bit. So there's an article from another source that I read that basically said the inventory of homes for sale increased in 45 of the 50 largest metros compared with last year. In seven large metros, inventory was above pre-pandemic levels. Metros that saw the most inventory growth included Tampa with about 70% increase, Orlando about 64% increase, and Jacksonville with almost 60% of an increase in their inventory. And it goes on to say in large Florida metros, the inventory growth was primarily driven by an increase in the availability of attached homes, condos, townhomes, or row homes. So if you do a quick search on like Zillow, Redfin, et cetera, you'll notice that if you look at different parts of Florida, so I'm talking like Fort Myers, for example, that's one place, Jacksonville, those are other places where you'll see listings that have very significant price cuts. And like I said, real estate is local, and there are a lot of factors to why that might be happening. And so if we look at data on more of a local level in Fort Myers, in April, 85% of homes were sold under the asking price. And so a couple things could be at play. It's possible that these sellers priced their homes too high with no justification. They could be being misguided by their agents, or they could just flat out be unrealistic. And so people are refusing to overpay, which is great. And that's something I stand by. And that's just something to keep in mind. So, you know, you can't make a blanket statement about the whole entire real estate market. Cause like I said, real estate is very local. Every city is not on fire. Some cities are going through a decline in prices, right? Something else to notice is that in April 2023 in Fort Myers, Florida, homes stayed on the market for 32 days. In April 2024, that number was 67 days. So homes are staying on the market longer. So there is a possibility that the market out there will continue to correct. All right. And, you know, some all over the internet, on different shows or whatever the case is, you'll hear people saying that the reason prices are so high is because of the lack of inventory. So now what I'm thinking is, well, in the places that are seeing a huge rise in inventory, these prices need to start coming down, right? And so that's something that I'm sure you all can agree with, and I'm going to keep my eye on as well. And so I want to talk about another city in Florida. So Tampa, Florida, 61% of homes were sold under the asking price in April. Again, prices are probably being listed too high, and buyers are not paying those prices, which I think is great. You know, I think one of the things that got the prices to where they are is a lot of people a couple of years back were overpaying. They were paying more than the value of the home, and just there was a lot of FOMO. There's a lot of FOMO, and I don't want any of you to give in to any FOMO, right? The price has to be right, the time has to be right, and your money has to be right before you buy anything. So don't let anybody force you into a home. I don't care who it is. It could be your lender, real estate agent. It has to be the right time for you. Like, don't feel like you have to rush, right? You don't want to be house rich and cash poor. You know, you don't want to be one of those people who is buying too much house, or who is spending their last on a house and you don't even have money to furnish the property. If you need to wait a little bit longer to build up your cash reserves, then that's totally fine. You should feel comfortable. And I want to encourage you, you know, if that's what you want to do, that's totally fine. And you'll be better off for it in the long run. And so, you know, Tampa is another city where inventory is increasing as well, like I mentioned before. And then Jacksonville as well. Jacksonville is another city. So 56% of homes in Jacksonville sold under the asking price in April. So that's something else to keep an eye on. And you want to make sure that you're following these trends in your local market, or in the market where you're looking to invest in, whether you're looking at a state or whether you're looking locally. You want to follow these trends. These are very important things for you to look out for. So this is just a quick one. I wanted to just encourage you all. I know it's a hard time out there for many of you, and it seems hopeless as far as buying a home. However, do not overpay. Do not overpay. Don't pay more for a property than the value of that property. All right. And if it's too expensive where you invest, where you want to invest, or where you live and you're not able to move, you can take your money and invest out of state. There's plenty of great opportunities out there, and you can cash flow and build your assets, build your wealth. All right. So again, if you are interested in investing out of state, go to outofstatemoney.com. Check out that free training. It's an on-demand training, or you can go to the link in the description of this episode. Thank you all so much, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue, and be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.